Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and UK signed the historic free trade agreement today. In his press statement following a one-on-one meeting with his British counterpart Keir Starmer at Chequers, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed happiness that after many years of hard work, the comprehensive economic and trade agreement between the two nations has been concluded. He said, the day marks a historic day in India-UK bilateral relations.
एक और भारतीय टेक्सटाइल फुटवियर जेम्स एंड ज्वेलरी सी फूड और इंजीनियरिंग गुड्स को यूके में बेहतर मार्केट एक्सेस मिलेगा भारत के एग्रीकल्चर प्रोड्यूस और प्रोसेस फूड इंडस्ट्री के लिए यूके की मार्केट में नए अवसर बनेंगे भारत के युवाओं किसानों मछुआरों और एमएसएमई सेक्टर के लिए यह समझौता विशेष रूप से लाभकारी सिद्ध होगा वहीं दूसरी ओर भारत के लोगों और इंडस्ट्री के लिए यूके में बने प्रोडक्ट्स जैसे मेडिकल डिवाइसेस और एरोस्पेस पार्ट सुलभ और किफायती दरों पर उपलब्ध हो सकेंगे
Mr. Modi also expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Starmer and his government for strongly condemning the Pahalgam terror attack. In a statement, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said, the free trade agreement is the biggest and most economically significant trade deal that the UK has made since leaving EU.
This is the biggest and most economically significant trade deal that the UK has made since leaving the EU. And it's one of the most comprehensive deals that India has ever done. So thank you, Prime Minister, for your leadership and for your pragmatism. Today we're announcing nearly £6 billion in investment and export wins between India and the United Kingdom, creating over 2,200 jobs for British workers.
The Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, has welcomed the signing of the India-UK Free Trade Agreement, calling it a transformational milestone in bilateral economic relations. Back home, both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day following opposition's uproar over various issues. Lok Sabha was first adjourned till 2 p.m. and then finally for the day when it reassembled post-lunch. When the Lok Sabha reassembled, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey tabled the reports of the Standing Committee on Communications and Information Technology. Janardhan Mishra of BJP also tabled the reports of the Standing Committee on Rural Development. Later, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. In the Rajya Sabha, few listed businesses were transacted when it assembled at 11 a.m. The Rajya Sabha bid farewell to the 6 retiring members representing Tamil Nadu who have completed their tenure today. Deputy Chairman Harivansh administered the oath to newly nominated member Ujjwal Nikam. A Russian An-24 aircraft operated by Angara Airlines crashed in the mountainous Amoa region, killing all 49 people on board, including 5 children and 6 crew members. The plane was en route from Blagoveshchensk to Tinda near the Russia-China border when it lost contact with air traffic controllers shortly before landing. The aircraft reportedly caught fire mid-air and disappeared from the radar. Rescue helicopters later found the wreckage on a remote slope about 10 miles from Tinda. Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah today unveiled the National Cooperative Policy 2025 in New Delhi this evening. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said, the policy aims to realize the vision of prosperity through cooperation by creating a roadmap at the grassroots level. In cricket, India were 321 for 6 at lunch in their first innings against England in the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in Manchester. The visitors resumed their innings on day 2 at the overnight score of 264 for 4. England struck early today, dismissing Jadeja. Stumps on day 1 were drawn early due to bad light. And benchmark equity indices ended in red today, dragged down by selling in IT and FMCG stocks amid mixed global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex slipped 542 points to settle at 82,184, while Nifty ended at 25,062. And that is the end of this news bulletin.